Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big 12 media today down at Sprint Center. I had a chance to talk to my guy, Bruce Weber. The one question I didn't ask him, which I would have, C-Dot, I was going to try to encourage him to make you pay up on your bet because I believed in Bruce Weber and K-State getting into the NCAA tournament. We had a bet, and C-Dot's going to pay me sooner or later. Listen, K-State got into the NCAA tournament last year. I think this team was playing good at the end of the year, and they knocked off number 9 Baylor in the Big 12 tournament and barely lost to number 11 West Virginia 51-50. So I asked Coach Weber, you know, how you feeling heading into this season, coming off a season where you got back to the NCAA tournament?
Well, I thought last year, you know, we got in the tournament. That was great. It was a nice reward for our seniors, there's no doubt. It also helped motivate our young guys to have a taste of that. And we, if you really look at it, we were really close. Whether you go to 2 Kansas games, Texas Tech, I mean, you just go down the line. There were a lot of close games. You know, we found a way to win some of them, but, you know, if you're going to be in that top part of the league, you got to win more. If you look at Kansas, I think they had 15 games where it came down to the last couple of minutes, and they won 13 of them. And so that's how you win championships. That's how you compete for the top part of the league. And that's got to be our next step. We went from, I think it was 2-11 in close games to 5-8 last year. Now can we go 8-5 or 9-4, whatever, and then be a top team? And that'll come from the, you know, it's got to come from our leaders, the consistent older guys. You know, Dean Wade, Barry Brown, Kamal Stokes, Xavier Steed, those are our veteran guys. They're very good players, should be top players in the Big 12. And now they got to do it on a consistent basis.
Hey, Coach, I know you pay attention to the preseason rankings maybe a little bit, at least to see what they are. Do you care about that, or is that something that you use to motivate your guys?
You know, I don't really care about it, to be honest. It doesn't matter until you know, it's how you play and sure. You finish and win games. And, you know, we got to worry about American coming up on November 10th. That's the most important thing in getting better every day. But, you know, if it comes out, you know, we are picked, what, 7th, 8th, different things. Hey, that is what it is. We use it as a motivator. I think if we do our job and we're prepared, we're going to be better than that. But we got to do it. We got to do it on the court, and that's all that matters.
Got a new boss at K-State, and Gene Taylor. How's that as a head basketball coach to know you got a new AD coming in there?
You know, he's a good man, first of all. And yeah. You know, all the feedback we've gotten with North Dakota State, Iowa, wherever he's been, you know, in his career, everybody loves him. I haven't heard one negative thing about him, to be honest. And so that's a good thing. And I think he's a coach's AD. He wants us to do well. He wants to be involved, but he's very hands off. He comes to practice, you didn't even know he was there, you know. And you know, he just, I think he's going to be good for K-State. There's no doubt about it. John Curry did some unbelievable things. Former President Schultz did some, you know, if you've been to campus, our facilities are top-notch, first class. Those guys had a lot to do it. Now you got two solid individuals, President Myers and Gene Taylor, I think can continue making progress with K-State.
Coach, college basketball took a little bit of a hit with the FBI deal, the Adidas stuff, and the shoe companies. Where do you stand on all that when you see all this stuff coming out?
Well, one, it's not good for the game, and I love the game. It's been my life. You know, it's not a positive thing. Two, you're talking about people. You're talking about, you know, individuals with families. You're talking about universities. You're talking a lot of, you know, people involved in that. So that's not a good thing. But, you know, all I can do is worry about myself and you know, doing things in a high standard. That's what we've always had pride in. I'm not perfect. Have I violated an NCAA rule somewhere? Heck yeah, I have. I mean, there's so many in there. I probably did ones I didn't even know that were there. But it, you know, you try to do things right. You try to run the program the right way. We're proud of what we've done at K-State and wherever I've been. Our kids graduate. They, you know, we got guys in the pros. We've won championships, and that's the most important thing.
Do shoe companies have too much power in the game, do you think?
Well, it's evolved that way. I think more in the grassroots of it, probably, the summer thing that, you know, the AAU, how it's evolved. I'm so dang old, there wasn't AAU, and some of the younger coaches, they grew up playing AAU, and I grew up playing on the playground, and, you know, that's how we got better and learned how to play, and now it's, you know, you got the summer tournaments, the national stuff, all that, the shoe companies are involved, you know, so they have become a factor, there's no doubt about that, and, you know, I guess you always look, can you take a negative, make it a positive, maybe this stuff we can look at and keep the shoe companies involved because they are important. They promote basketball. They give money.
Yeah.
They're great for grassroots. We got to continue to – the game's a special game, and we want our kids to get skilled and better and because people love it. That's why they show up and because they want to see good basketball. So maybe we can take a negative and make it a positive in the long run.
Bruce, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're so happy that 610 Sports Radio is the home of K-State now. We appreciate the time.
Yes, we're excited, too. It should be a good season, and hopefully you're calling me all the time because we're winning a bunch of close games.
Sounds good, Coach. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.